Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, a great good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Yes, indeed. I hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you're not freaking yourself out with shopping needs and necessities. Don't worry if you didn't make Black Friday. You've got lots of time. We've got Cyber Monday when you could just sit at home and do all of your shopping. We've got some great shopping ideas on the show today. Stocking stuffers. And Darren G., I want to start with this introduction, okay? There is nothing more frustrating than hitting a perfect drive down the middle of the fairway and flubbing your next shot into the trees or the sand. Ooh, what about hitting a birdie on the toughest hole on the course and following it on the next hole with a double bogey? Even more frustrating is this: playing the best round of your life one day and then shooting 20 strokes higher the next you're out. What's up with that? Darren G., he's the founder of the Darren G. Spirit of Golf Academy, recommended by Golf Magazine as one of the top golf schools in America. He's on the Big Island, and we'll be talking to him after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, or store, townhouse, customer, single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right. Call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Hoyt Pouvet Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Hoyt Pouvet Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Also, Star Protection, for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Acura of Honolulu, where military appreciation never ends. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount at 777 Alamoana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. And Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. Systems that can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company.
Couple of notes for you. First of all, at Makalei, if you'd like to play a round of golf, there's a 10:52, 11:32, a 12:36 Special K tournament, though. It's actually that the Special K is over at Kapolei, but on the Big Island where Makalei is, it's the Any Kind Mixed Doubles tournament, and it's at 9 o'clock, and all of the proceeds raised go to feeding the hungry. Awesome. Okay. You are probably sitting there thinking to yourself or driving to your tee time, wanting the answers to all the questions that we raised. Why? Why? Well, we're going to talk with Darren G., the best-selling author and founder of the Darren G. Spirit of Golf Academy, recommended by Golf Magazine. He's the author of the bestsellers The 7 Principles of Golf, Mastering the Mental Game on and off the course, The 7 Personalities of Golf, Discovering Your Inner Golfer to Play Your Best Golf, and the most recent, The Frustrated Golfer's Handbook. Welcome to the show, Darren.
Danielle, it's great to be on again. Good to talk with you, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Now, I opened up with the introduction because when I started reading your book, and I like its format because it deals with 50 different issues that all of us who've ever played the game of golf deal with.
For better or worse, we've all faced all 50 of those situations.
Exactly. You know, and you know, what is it? And so, but the first thing I wanted, you say that it's about my mind, that golf is 90% mental, and we make these mental errors. Now, let's define, before we go any further, what's a mental error?
Well, it's when your mind interferes with what your body is capable of doing. So I always give the example that every now and then you hit that perfect shot in the sweet spot. You did it physically. No one else did it. It was you. Or you have that perfect round of golf where everything's clicking and you're relaxed and you're hitting great shots. And that, to me, is your ability of how you could play this game. And what happens is somewhere along the line, your mind starts to interfere. Maybe you think to yourself, oh, maybe I'm not doing this the right way. Or uh-oh, there's someone rushing me from behind. I better hurry up my shot. Or, uh-oh, that lake's in front of me. What do I have to do? You know, maybe I should get an old golf ball. Those are mental errors that you psych yourself out from playing the best you can possibly play.
So we're overthinking.
Yes. And sometimes people say, you know, maybe I shouldn't think at all. I go, hey, you're onto something. If you could just eliminate that side of your brain, I think we'd all play a lot better and enjoy the game a lot more.
Okay,
you just have to learn to trust yourself, and it's eliminating all these little things that creep in before, during, and after a round. And they're simple things, but things that make the huge difference for the top players in the game.
There's another type of mental error, I think, that we don't realize is happening to us. And that's when I think the body starts getting tired, or you're getting dehydrated. You haven't been hydrated.
That's right.
And all of a sudden, you get spacy.
You think about it. When you play a round of golf, let's say it's on average a four-hour round, right? But about an hour before, you're getting ready, you're heading to the golf course. So effectively, you're out there for 5 hours, and sometimes if you don't drink water, you don't have food, even your mind in terms of concentrating for that long of a time, it's very, very challenging. So what happens is I always talk about how people get to maybe they're at the 13th, 14th hole, and they're wondering why they're fading fast. And it's probably because they haven't taken the mental check to say, gosh, this is an athletic endeavor. Am I keeping my body energized throughout? And a lot of times people aren't. So again, that's included in the book, how you can maintain your energy and your focus throughout the entire round of golf.
So mental errors are overthinking and then underthinking. When when the mind sort of just leaves, and it's at that part of the round where I have a heart. What shot am I on?
What hole are we on? Where am I? Yes. Danielle, you're not alone.
I think
every golfer has done that as well.
And it's weird. And then you realize, well, wow, my mind has just, it's not participating. And so there's two sides to this, overthinking and then just being so physically drained that it's affecting your mind.
Now, right. And I tell everybody that every golfer is unique. You are not the same as your playing partner. You'll never find another golfer that's going to be just like you. So what you need to do is determine what works best for you. So this is the ownership part of the game that I like to share with people that come to our golf academy, is that this is your game. This is your swing. You get to decide how you want to enjoy this game and play it for the rest of your life. So for some people, they can stay intense for a long period of time, and that's good for them. And as long as they stay within what I call a bandwidth of being too tense or not tense enough, so that's kind of like checking in and checking out, they got to be in that little bandwidth. And everybody's bandwidth is a little different. So you need to figure out what your individual bandwidth for pressure is, for maintaining your intensity, for relaxing and having fun, and stay within that bandwidth, and that's when you really play your best golf and enjoy the game. And, it's one of those things where I love the game, I'm passionate about the game, and I want other people to be passionate about it. And I've seen the frustration that people face, everyone from pure beginners to PGA Tour pros, and if they could just take a few of the elements that are in this book and apply it to their game, I assure them that they will have much more fun out there and play this game and enjoy it for the rest of their lives.
You're listening to Darren G. He's the best-selling author and founder of Darren G's Spirit of Golf Academy. He's written already two really best-selling books, The Seven Principles of Golf, The Seven Personalities of Golf, and we're talking about the Frustrated Golfer's Handbook. And this would be really a great gift for a golfer in your life, because I guarantee you, not one of your golfing friends hasn't had these experiences. You know, I don't think we realize sometimes when we're watching television or we're participating in an event just how much of a game of concentration and stamina golf is.
Yeah, certainly. And it's one of those things where, again, 4 hours is a long time to do anything. And in particular for golf, I think it's even more difficult because, you know, you're not actually playing golf the entire time. In a lot of sports, you kind of get into a flow and a rhythm, and it's continuous. But golf, you hit a shot, and then you wait until your next shot. So there's a lot of room for filling in your mind with a lot of noise. And so what we try to do is eliminate, give you some tips to eliminate the noise so that when it's time to hit your shot, you're focused, you're there 100% present, you make your best effort, and then you're on to the next one. So it's really a very powerful tool. And the Frustrated Golfer's Handbook has been really well received. And the way I've written it is there are a lot of great golf books out there, but this one is unique in the sense that it's a, I called it a handbook because that's what it is. You can flip through it, you can mark it up. They're all very, they're snippets, so they give you the answer real quick on how to handle it. And I tell people, throw it in your golf bag. Have it with you when you're on the driving range. Have it in the, on the golf course even. And it's a great way to really get you through the round so that you can play your best. It really saves a lot of rounds.
You can mark the place where you know you have the most difficult times dealing with. And then
that's right.
If you're, you finished a hole and you're like, you know, wow, what? Let me just stop for a second. Let me review for a moment. Maybe you're in the cart, your buddy's driving. You can just kind of take that moment to relax. And now, before we take a break, we're going to be talking with Darren G for a little while, about 25 minutes. So when the person, because it's such a game of concentration, what do you suggest to people? There's got to be some relaxation between those rounds. You can't be concentrating the entire time while you're walking to your next ball.
That's right, and it's again very individual. So for some people, it's actually there are all different types of personalities, and I wrote about that in the Seven Personalities of Golf. There are different personalities out there. So some people, you know, literally are conducting business while they're on the golf course, but it seems to sometimes help that kind of person, you know, distract themselves from the golf at hand. For others, it's really about maybe being by themselves, walking instead of riding, you know, really just kind of looking around and enjoying the scenery. For others, it's just, you know, not thinking about golf when they're in between shots. Some people, you know, if they can just be distracted by the scenery or thinking about other things, that helps as long as they come back to their shot when it's time to hit their shot. I've also met people that have tried that and that doesn't work. And what works for them is to constantly focus on the golf, you know, pacing themselves, determining what clubs to hit, and that helps them. So it really is an individual thing, and that's what this book is designed to do. It's designed to help each individual customize the way they play the game. And that's what I encourage every golfer to do, is to really create your own style out there, your own way of playing, because that's ultimately how you're going to play your best. If you look at top athletes in any sport, they play the game that fits best to them, right? They customize it so they can bring out their best skills. They don't try to be like somebody else. They try to be the best that they can possibly be. And that's what's really going to make the difference for everyone, and then certainly in terms of how they concentrate and relax out on the golf course.
Perfect. Darren G, best-selling author, and he's the founder of Darren G's Spirit of Golf Academy. There are two tournaments going on today. One is the Any Kind Mixed Doubles at Macaulay. Two that I'm just mentioning. There are probably a bunch more than this. And then there's a Special K golf tourney at Kapolei. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. But during these tournaments, you are teeing off in front of a small crowd of people. This may be the first time for you to do this. So we're going to talk after this break with Darren G about overcoming the distractions with single pointed focus. That's just one of the 50 tips in this book. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The beaten path is not for everyone. That's why the Acura MDX is designed just for you. With features like Jewel-Eye LED headlights that mimic natural sunlight, illuminating more of what lies ahead. Integrated dynamic system with three separate performance settings to meet your mood. one-touch walk-in for simple one-button access in and out of the third row. And available Acura Link Surface Street traffic information to keep you one step ahead of the herd. The Acura MDX. Maybe it's called the beaten path because it can be beaten. 3-year traffic subscription included. See your Acura dealer for system and coverage details.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
It's going to be a windy day if you're going to go play a round of golf and the nor'easter is blowing. I love it because it's so nice and cool. And if you're on Kauai, you could play at Poipu Bay at 9:20, 10:40, 11:10. Gift cards, a great idea for the person in your life that you'd like to give a gift to this holiday season. There's also the sale rack, and you get 25% off the already on sale items on the sale rack. There's the special table with the Ashworth, Adidas, Linksole, and Ahead items, and there's 40% off on that sale rack. So you know what? You need to get over to Poipu Bay if you want to do some shopping and maybe play a round of golf at the same time. We're talking with Darren G. Darren G's Spirit of Golf Academy. He has the book out that we're talking about this morning, and it's the Frustrated Golfer's Handbook. And it's about, in number two, item number two, is overcoming the distractions of having to tee off in front of a small crowd. Now, I never thought about it as the distractions, Darren. I was always thinking about, you know, this hysteria my mind is going through and how to settle myself down. But tell us, you know, what do you mean by overcoming distractions with single-pointed focus?
Well, I think that's probably one of the greatest fears in golf is teeing in front of a crowd or in front of strangers that you don't know. And it's something that we're just not used to. It's a performance anxiety thing. And I think that we're not used to it. And because we're not used to it and it's unknown, we're very uncomfortable with it. So what I tell people to do is to practice this on the range and then practice it, obviously, when they're on the golf course, is instead of focusing on, you know, who's around you, the environment, your swing, your shot, is to focus on something singular. And when I say single-pointed focus, I mean focusing on something as simple as perhaps the point right below your belly button. It's right where your belt buckle is. It's called the dantian or hara in martial arts. And by focusing on the center of your body, that eliminates all the other distractions. It grounds you. It gets you from being in your mind and gets you more grounded, and it allows you to actually perform at a higher level. So this is a very common thing for a lot of stage actors, performing artists, and athletes. That's how they can eliminate all the extraneous thoughts in their mind and then allow their body to do what it already knows how to do. Just imagine if you're standing there by yourself in the same exact situation, on the same tee with you, the ball, and your club, and nothing else, are you stressed? No. You're relaxed. You allow your body to do what it knows how to do. So nothing has changed physically other than what's in your mind. So whether you're by yourself or in front of thousands and thousands of people, still technically it's the same. So what we do is take you away from all those distractions, focus on a single point, and that allows you to then do what you're capable of doing in a nice, relaxed fashion.
Interesting.
Straight down the middle.
Straight down the middle. That's what we all want. Straight down the middle. Yes. Okay. Here's another, number three. This is something all of us encounter, and it doesn't necessarily have to be water. It could be a ravine that we have to go over, right? It's how to get over water. Emergency 911. I thought this was the most interesting ideas that you presented in the book is how, when a person is engaged in an emergency 911 situation, we've got full attention. So you're asking us to give our full attention to that moment.
That's right. And some people say, well, isn't that extreme? Well,
exactly.
The number one fear in golf is actually water. Is water and then peeing in front of a crowd, which we just talked about. So in those situations, which they don't come up very often in a round of golf, maybe a handful of times, depending on where you're playing. In those situations, when we want to play our best, is to shift your mind to saying, okay, if this was an emergency situation, I would be focused 100% on the emergency at hand. I wouldn't be distracted by, oh gosh, what do I have to do at work, or I need to call, you know, my friend and tell him about this, or I have to make dinner later. You're not focusing on anything other than the emergency on hand. So that's what I'd like you to shift your energy towards, is focusing on hitting this next shot. And a lot of people reach for their bag. I see this all the time. They go into their bag and they look for the oldest golf ball they have, the one that's been scuffed up, that's, you know, they found at the driving range.
Hi.
And I say, you should go in and get your best brand new $10 golf ball, if you have it, and tee it up, because that's you want to think in a positive way. You want to think, this is what I want. I want this ball in the hole. I want this ball on the green. You want to visualize the shot you want to create. And that's exactly what you do in an emergency situation. You're focusing on the well-being of whoever's involved in that emergency situation to help them as much as you can. And that's the type of energy that I encourage you to dedicate towards those shots. And you'll find that it becomes simpler and simpler and easier as you practice this over and over again.
It's perfect. And I think it also means not letting anything other than the moment interfere with what you're doing, which is what
you're
doing.
That's right. And it wasn't too long ago, I had a client at our golf academy, and that was their thing. They wrote on their, you know, we do a survey at the beginning, you know, what's your greatest fear? What's keeping you from playing your best golf? And he put water. He goes, water, water, water. That was his answer. So during the 2.5 hour clinic that we did, we talked about this 911 situation. And there's a hole, and he played right after. There's a hole on the golf course, the 17th hole, that's an island green, similar to what's at TPC at Sawgrass. And he got up to that hole, and he called me right after this. He goes, I did exactly what you had taught me during the thing, and he nailed it within 5 feet.
Wow.
And he called me right after he hit the shot. He was screaming. And I go, wait, I can't understand you. What do you say? He was so excited. And this is a guy who, you know, he proclaimed that water was the thing that was keeping him back from playing his best.
Fantastic. Some of the reviews of your academy, the Spirit of Golf Academy, is essential to the game of the seasoned professional as well as the beginning golfer. And this comes from Jerry Kelly, PGA Tour professional, 3-time tour winner. And a friend of mine, Vic Williams, the editor-in-chief of Fairways and Greens magazine, his review: my only regret that I hadn't gotten the Spirit of Golf at the beginning of my stay instead of at the end. Highly acclaimed is your Spirit of Golf Academy on the Big Island. Are you at the Big Island Country Club?
We are at two locations. We're at the Mauna Kea Resort and also at the Big Island Country Club. So we're at Mauka and Makai, so ocean and the mouth. So
yeah,
come and join us. It's a beautiful setting in both locations. And it's the same program in both, and it really is designed to give you the hands-on education, teaching. And I don't even like to call it education. It's really coaching. We're there to help you. The difference between coaching and teaching, I think, is coaching, we're there to bring out your best. That's what we're there for. And whatever way we can do it, that's what we're aiming towards. Our approach is really, for 90%, it's mental, and that's the part that people mostly, you know, rarely work on. And if that makes a difference, then that you'll see the impact in your game. And again, I still ask people every day, you know, what's more important, mental or physical? And almost 90-95% of the people didn't say it's mental. So
it is mental. The fears that we have to overcome, we deal with those in life. And so any fear that you have, you take to the golf course, and just it seems to amplify on the golf course, right?
I agree.
For the people who can't either, you know, they're not readers, they don't learn well by reading, and they can't be at your academy, you also have a DVD, Mastering the Mental Game of Golf.
That's right. So if you're not able to, you know, some people are more visual, they like to see it. You can get the DVD, Mastering the Mental Game of Golf, Volumes 1 and 2, Volume 1's putting and short game, Volume 2 is the full swing. And you can get that through our website, spiritofgolfacademy.com, www.spiritofgolfacademy.com. And it walks you through exactly what we teach in the program, so it's as if you're actually here, and it's a great way to do it. And you also mentioned, you know, some people don't read. The books are also available through Audible, and I don't know if everyone's familiar with that, but this is basically books on that are read to you, so you can get that through Amazon. Amazon.com, just type in Frustrated Golfer, and you'll see the book, and you can get the Kindle version, which is the electronic version. You can get the paperback, which is a great gift, and you can also get the Audible version, which is like a book on tape.
Excellent.
And you can listen to either one, so it's available for you in whatever way you best learn.
Tiger Woods will be back in action this coming week, right? And everybody's wondering, he's got a new swing, not coach, advisor.
Advisor, yes.
Because, I mean, really, seriously, Tiger Woods knows enough about the swing. He doesn't really need a coach. He needs somebody to be his eyes. But he's coming back. And in number 4 in the Frustrated Golfer's Handbook, how to play with Tiger Woods and not choke. So, okay, sure. You know, that. How would I play with Tiger Woods and not choke? What do I need to do?
Well, I think what happens is two things happen when you're nervous, okay? First thing is that your body kind of goes into a zone, if you will, that it freezes. And the cause of that is that your mind is thinking of so many different things that it goes on overload, and what happens is it affects your body physically. So your breathing starts to get shallow, your heart rate increases, your adrenaline increases, and before your blood pressure increases, and before you know it, your body cannot perform at its best. So that's what choke, you know, when you hear choke, it's actually, I believe, a literal description of what happens, because you don't breathe and you're choking yourself. And what happens when your muscles don't get the right, you know, the optimum level of oxygen? They don't perform. So what I tell people is that when you feel nervous or stressed, you're playing with Tiger Woods or Phil Mickelson or, you know, Annika Sorenstam, and there's people watching and so forth, you need to focus on breathing. That's the most important thing. If you talk to any athlete, their lung capacity, top athletes, is usually at the top. And by breathing, slowing down your breath, makes sure you're taking deep, deep breaths. It starts to get your body to relax. It starts to get your muscles, you know, more energized, and that's how you can play and not choke. So anytime
that's awesome.
You feel like you're choking in golf or any other sport or hobby, just breathe.
That's wonderful. And so, in other words, I'm going to focus on that 2 inches below my belly button and
yep.
make sure I'm breathing, and just it'll yep. block everything out, and I can just play my game and not worry about Tiger Woods watching me. I have a final question. The
sure.
golf father is listening. He's in Florida, and Bill has this question. He wants to know, Darren, how can I train myself to ignore golfers with terrible etiquette? I get frustrated. It's just from Twitter. Okay.
Right, right. Well, you can never control, tell the golf father this, I'm sure he's listening.
Yes, he is.
You can never control the environment around you. You can only control the environment in you. So that is the ultimate answer.
So he needs to just tune them out?
He can't change them. He can't change the environment. He can't change the people in front of him. He can't change the people behind him. He can't change the golf course conditions. All he can do is focus on what he is doing. So you need to just shift your gear from what the others are doing to what you're doing. And by doing that, that eliminates all the extraneous environment. And people can be, you know, having terrible etiquette, but you still play your game. So don't allow it to affect you. All you got to do is focus on what the best you can do.
I'm feeling very zen right now, Darren.
it is a balancing act. So it is a balance out there. And I know that most people can, with the right tools, such as are in my book and DVDs and a lot of the advice out there, create the environment that works best for them. And really, that's what it's all about. It's what I call finding the peace amongst the chaos and there's always a little bit of peace in there. So just keep that in mind.
Excellent. This is Darren G., best-selling author, founder of Darren G.'s Spirit of Golf Academy, recommended by Golf Magazine as one of the top golf schools in America. He's the author of bestsellers, The 7 Principles of Golf, The 7 Personalities of Golf, and The Frustrated Golfer's Handbook. And if you'd like it on DVD, Mastering the Mental Game of Golf, if you'd like to go to the Spirit of Golf Academy, you can find out more at spiritofgolfacademy.com. Thanks for being on the show, Darren.
Great, Danielle, and congratulations on 17 years of keeping the Hawaii golf scene on the world map. I really appreciate it. You're awesome.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Aloha. Aloha. We'll be back after this. We're going to join up with Ken Barley and talk with him about Photo Ball Marker, one of those very cool personalized gifts you can give somebody that you care about. You could even give them to somebody like in your business world. There's all kinds of opportunities with Photo Ball Marker. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm Hawaii has been protecting commercial and residential customers across Hawaii with affordable burglar and fire alarm systems since 1962. These systems are designed to detect intruders and signal our 24-hour, 5-diamond alarm local monitoring center, which then notifies the appropriate emergency agency. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina company. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, call 528-6407. Providing security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay. Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I hear that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
This is cool. Welcome. The golf father sends back. He goes, focus, 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 finding peace now. Yes, exactly. We can't change anything around us. We have to only change the way we react to it. Huge advice. Let's go now to, this is a really personal gift. You can make something so special for the golfer on your list. And the question that Ken Barley brought up is how can your photo ball marker bring peace to your world? Welcome to the show, Ken.
Hello, Danielle. How are you doing?
Excellent. Excellent.
All right. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Now,
real quickly, since you mentioned the golf father out there. Him and I are in an 18-4 life fantasy football pool, and we play each other this week, so he better focus on defeating ducks on the pond. So, throw it out there just to get a little plug in for my fantasy football team.
Yeah, of course, you're trying to put him on edge is what you're really trying to do.
I am, but I'll get a Twitter response.
Okay.
That was a terrific interview you just had. I want to really compliment both you and Darren on that.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I really like that part about where you're talking about, focusing, on the spot, on the first tee. That's what I started learning through the years. You're really nervous. What I do is I just pick a spot out in the fairway and just tell myself I'm hitting it right there. And that tends to make things go better.
And you just focus on yourself and where you're going and not worry about anything else around you. And you know,
I have a question for you.
Yes.
I put this on Twitter. Did you know why photo ball markers help with the mental part of your golf game?
I'm going to let you answer the question.
They make smile, and a smiling putter will always putt better.
I had a feeling it had to do with taking me to my happy place, because
where the silly girls live.
Well, oh gosh, I really like what you've come up with, but let's explain photo ball marker just a little bit before we go into where you've expanded. First of all, let's say you have a golfer and you don't know what to give them. I mean, they've got everything, right? They've got all the doodads. A towel, you don't want to really give them another towel. They've got towels everywhere. How about a ball mark? And if you're listening and you don't play that much, that's, you know, you use that to mark the ball on the green so that you can move the ball to allow somebody else to hit it. Okay, so here's your photo ball marker. And why is it photo ball? Because you use the photos on your computer that you think would bring a smile to the person's face to whom you're giving the gift to.
Exactly. So, basically, what you do is go to our website, and we have a special golf club website spot called golfclub.photoballmarker.com. And from there, you can either you have an option to create a ball marker or a jumbo ball marker. And once you click that, you upload a picture just like you would to your Facebook page or anyplace else, and you edit it right online. And then we basically turn that into an epoxy dome ball marker.
A friend of mine was looking at the epoxy dome photo ball marker and said, in fact, he's a member of our Executive Women's Golf Association. We allow men to join the EWGA Hawaii chapter. Men can join. They can't play in our tournaments, but they can join and be a part of the club. And he looked at it and he goes, he does good work.
That was a very fun ball marker we made. We got a really nice rainbow background on it, and then we got EWTA logo on it with Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I think Charlotte actually put some sparkles on a few of them.
Yeah, she did.
Those things were terrific.
Yeah, they really are.
They were awesome.
So once I've uploaded and cropped my photos, and I know what I want, and I can choose more than one. I can make a set.
Yeah, right. The same photos you want. The more the merrier. We always like that.
Okay, and so now you're going to want to have something for them to attach, that magnetized photo ball marker.
Right, so we have a couple golf accessories, and we have a hat clip and a divot tool, and so they can order those along with the ball markers. And then we also have gotten into jewelry. So we've got, like, necklaces and brooches, and probably heart keychain is probably the favorite accessory we have. A lot of people order that one. So then when they're golfing, they have their ball markers on their hat. And when they're running around driving their cars, they can switch them out of their keychain.
It's if you'd like to order and get $5, the promo is $5 off your order. It's golfclub.photoballmarker.com.
Right, and if you go to golfclub.photoballmarker.com, that goes to our order page, and you get $5 off your order. Or we also have a couple other order pages where you build sets of three or five. And if they enter in on the promo code there, Golf Club, that'll also get you $5 off.
So you can have three different pictures that you're making a ball mark out of, or you can have five different pictures. Or let's say you have a club like the EWGA Hawaii chapter, and you want to put the logo. You can do that and give those as gifts, or your corporate logo.
Absolutely. Yeah, we are actually doing a lot more group orders, and we have something pretty special. We have a deal where you do your logo, so you build basically your tournament marker, and then we have an option there where you can add in hat clips or not. That's sort of a choice of theirs. And then for quantities of like 20 or more, what we do is we also send a card that's basically a one photo ball marker plus free shipping product card. And so then all the participants, they get to go to our site and claim an additional ball marker that they make for themselves.
So they get
at that point we encourage them to order more, but basically that one's free, and that becomes a really, really nice golf favors package.
You get the one that's logoed, so the person who's giving it away can promote their own,
ball marker.
And then you give them, in addition to that, it comes with the card so that they can make their own and have it personalized for themselves. That's a really good gift.
Exactly. Like, put Zeus on it.
Put what on it?
Put Zeus.
Hey. Zeus is my son's Great Dane Mastiff. He's about 170 pounds. And when he stands up on a fence, which has to be at least 6 feet tall, to keep people out because he's too friendly. you see his nose and his paws, and I took a picture of that. I put it up on photo ball marker and it just kind of cropped it so that it's basically his paws, his nose, and some white picket fence. And it makes me smile because he's got such a great nose.
That is exactly what we are about. Your description right there is the best testimonial we could ever have. That is what we do. Is people take their joyful pictures and turn them into golf ball markers, and we have a lot of fun doing that with them.
And Ken's sending me something jumbo ball markers that you just started doing, about the size of a silver dollar.
Yeah, they're poker size ball markers. They're huge. And we started them late this summer, and we're having great fun with those. They turn out pretty nice.
Yeah,
we're gonna send one of Zeus and one of the silly girls your way, so you can see what those are all about. But they turn out really nice.
Yeah, the silly girls. That's we're on the beach at Lanikai. It's a really beautiful beach. It was one of the last weekends that they were here before my son was transferred over to Belvoir. On the East Coast. So it's we're making silly faces. And again, you know, I put it up on the website, that golfclub.photoballmarker.com, and I cropped it, and it came out really, it's another one of those things when I look at it and I think about the fun we had together, and it takes me away. If I'm having a tough time on the course or on the green, then you just go away from that. You don't think about that tough time, and it's a nice way to distract yourself, or make it even more fun because you're having such a great round, whichever it happens to be. Ken Varley, a photo ball marker. It's always fun to talk with you.
Always fun to talk to you too, Danielle. And you guys have a great holiday season.
You too. Thank you so much.
Mahalo.
Aloha. We're going to be talking with a young man who, his name is Brent Grant, a Moanalua High School student who was going to be in a team four ball trying to qualify into the U.S. Amateur Four Ball Championship. And the person that was his teammate got called away to surgery. And he's all by himself. And it's too late to find another partner to play. What happened? We'll tell you right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX is a nearly indescribable thrill. To explain that thrill, we could have hired a proper documentarian.
The TLX stalks the hairpin turn. It waits with high-octane aggression. Let's watch as it devours the road with savage precision.
Or that voice from that movie trailer.
In a crowded luxury market, one sedan has what others only dream of. Sport Plus mode, 8-speed dual-clutch transmission, and plenty of cup holders.
Or even an enthusiastic play-by-play announcer.
And hitting cleanup, the TLX. Sport Plus mode's a huge advantage here. And oh, there's a drive deep right field. Back. This car's out of here.
We could have tried all of these, but nothing comes close to experiencing the thrill of the TLX like driving it. Come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit them today.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star, Star Protection Agency.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive.
Wow! 6 feet past the cup! What was I thinking?
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
All righty. Can you imagine, you know, you want to qualify for the U.S. Amateur Four Ball Championship. Four ball implies you need a partner, so you all of a sudden find out you don't have one. Brent Grant, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be on, and happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you.
Everybody there at the show.
Thank you, and you too. Brent, how long have you been playing golf?
About 5 years or so now.
Who got you into the game?
Originally it was my father. After I kind of stopped playing baseball and kind of was just sitting around the house, and he asked me if I wanted to go play some golf, and I said, why not? And kind of began there, so.
And it's that's a really good idea. You know, if you got something going on, you play golf, and you know, the kids don't really know what they want to do. They're tired of playing the other sport they were playing. It's not what they want to do anymore. Drag them to the golf course.
Exactly. Yeah. Something like that. It was an interesting experience. I'm definitely glad I learned how to play the game. It's taught me almost everything I know, for sure.
I bet. And now you're going to go to Oregon State in the fall for, are you going to be on a golf scholarship?
It's actually an interesting arrangement that we have. I have to put in some work here at Kapiolani Community College, which is where I'm at now. If I can post a high enough GPA and get into the school itself, then the spot is there waiting for me.
Wow.
But, according to the coach, I got to earn my place. So, I wouldn't want it any other way, anyway. So.
That's terrific incentive. That's fantastic. And now this is a high school. The golf coach there, we've had a lot of kids come out of Monalua who are very good golfers. What did you find that he did that got you to be so good?
Well, the funny thing is Gordon is a pretty dear friend of mine, and since my freshman year, has really just been there for support, kind of a kick in the rear end when I needed it. When I was kind of faltering a little bit and wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but you know, really instilled the belief that I could do something with this great game that we all love. And, I was very fortunate to have him there to support me, when I was, playing for them, for those 4 years. So that's really what he did. And he's there. He got to know my family and I got to know his. And like I said, he's a very dear friend of mine. So
wow.
I've been very fortunate.
That's a wonderful experience, a wonderful relationship to have, that someone you can always go back to when
exactly.
You find yourself faltering and not sure what to do next.
Exactly.
A sounding board. Okay, so let's take it. Who inspired you to try to become to compete a U.S. Amateur Four Ball Championship? It's going to be at Olympic. It's
yes.
Right. I mean, this is Olympic Club in San Francisco in May, the inaugural U.S. Amateur Four Ball Championship. Who gave you the idea?
It's a huge deal. I mean. When I played at the country club in Brookline, I don't think I've ever and ever will experience that kind of history and just environment that you really can't get to unless you play a U.S. Open or a British Open or a Masters or even the PGA Championship. So to compete, I've always been a competitive person, but for this specific tournament. Bill actually texted me when I was in Oregon visiting Oregon State, and he asked me if I wanted to play, and I said, why not? I can't really sign up there with you, but I'll definitely, pay you back when I get back. And so that's kind of the arrangement that we had. And so he signed us up, and we thought that it would go well, but, I'm sure you've heard about 24 hours before he had a prior arrangement, I guess, that kind of just popped up on him. So,
It's Dr. Bill Walbert. Bill Walbert gave you, sent you the message saying, hey, you want to be in the U.S. Amateur Four Ball Championship qualifier with me at Honolulu Country Club. And
exactly.
you said, sure, I can't pay for it right now, but when, I should sign us up. And then 24 hours before you guys are supposed to get out there and compete for this lone spot, one spot out of Hawaii gets to go to the U.S. Amateur Four Ball Championship at Olympic Club in San Francisco. He gives you a call and says, I have to go into surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an interesting experience. I was actually at work at the time, over at Navy Marine Golf Course. Been working there for about a little over a year now. And I was scrambling to find somebody to partner up with. And I sent an email to, HSGA who held the qualifier. Paul Ogawa texted me back and he said, unfortunately, the due date has passed to get a different partner. So, I didn't find that out until we got there. So I brought Justin Williamson with me that morning, and unfortunately he wasn't able to play. But So
here you are standing by yourself, and now I did that Rule 30. This is USGA stuff,
Mm-hmm.
Rule 31-2 allows you to play as a solo player and qualify for the two.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I was a very fortunate chain of events.
Who told you?
Actually, I didn't even know that it was a specific. Well, I figured it was a specific rule. USGA has thought of everything for these tournaments.
Yeah.
Any situation that can come up, I'm sure they've thought of it. Not sure if they thought about this one, but. I didn't find out that I could play by myself until Paul told me, well, you can't have a partner, but, you can go out and tee it up by yourself and see what happens. So
okay.
Kind of what I did, and I got very fortunate, for sure.
Unreal. I mean, because, four ball, what happens is you take the best score of each individual, and that becomes the score of the team.
Yes, ma'am.
And here you went out and shot a 63.
Yeah, it was fun. I think that's really the best way I can describe the round itself. I don't think I could have played with any better playing partners or playing competitors. Mike Kawate and Scotty Chimura are legends of this Hawaii golf that we are very fortunate to play out here I actually played with Scott in the Mid-Pack Open, so I knew him a little bit. But it was a fun time. I knew that I had to at least beat them in order to qualify, right? Considering there was only one spot. So
did you know how low you were going?
To be honest with you, I didn't know until. I believe it was the 14th hole. I believe it was a par three. Let's see, 10, 11. Yep. No, I'm sorry. 15 is a par three, about 155 yards. Quaint. It's really the signature hole of HCC. It's beautiful waters on the left. But anyways, I didn't know that I was that low until then, and I put it to about 2 inches and then made birdie. So, and then I started thinking about what I had to do in order to post a good enough score. So.
Did you find that when you started thinking, it got a little bit in your way, or were you so comfortable that it didn't bother you?
I think it did. I went out onto the 16th hole and hit a pretty horrible wedge shot from about 65 yards. And normally from that distance, it should be an automatic birdie, but in this case, obviously, it wasn't. Had to scramble for par. So. I kind of put those thoughts off out of my mind and kind of just focused on what I was doing. So I was able to bring it back in.
That's fantastic. Brent Grant, he's Monaloa High School graduate. He'll be going to Oregon State next fall because he's going to KCC, and he's going to bring his grades to the point where he's got to bring them up, and then he's got a scholarship waiting for him at Oregon State. Where are you going to practice in the meantime, over at Navy Marine?
That's when I get the time to practice, I definitely spend most of my time out there. But right now I'm actually going to be playing at Eva golf course and golf club out here on Oahu. So I kind of just find my ways to different golf courses and experience the different layouts. And you know, when I have time, I get to practice at Navy Marine. So
okay, and so anybody need a partner? It would be Brent Grant. leave a message for him at Navy Marine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for being on the show. What a wonderful story. I hope we can stay in touch and want to follow you through college, and you're going to be brilliant. Do you want to be a professional golfer eventually?
Yes, ma'am. Right after college, hopefully I'm gained enough experience and gotten to the right level, and hopefully we'll be fortunate enough to take it to that level.
But, awesome. Awesome.
It'll be difficult.
Now, you know, it's as you know, just focus. I think you've got
definitely.
It.
Definitely.
Thank you, Brent.
Thank you very much. And you have a good holidays, and thanks for having me on. One quick thing, I want to say hi to my mom who's listening right now. So, Mom, I love you. Thank you.
Yay! Mom loves you, too. And Dad, thank you so much, Brent Grant. Aloha.
Thank you very much. You have a good day.
And thank you to his parents. Brent Grant, you've done a really good job with this young man. He's terrific. We're going to talk with somebody all the way in from the UK. We're getting back to those stocking stuffers. Green sleeves. I call them mufflers for your golf ball because you can put them in, you can put this little, it's a golf ball cleaner or an iron cleaner, and you can put it in your pocket. So you don't have a rag that you're carrying around, you know, you put it in your pocket and you get on the green and you want to clean your golf ball and you just stick it inside and then it has a special fabric inside and you clean it off. Voila, you can do the same thing with your iron, you know, clean off the iron. It's really easy. Then put it back in your pocket. Voila. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The all-new 2015 Acura TLX with integrated dynamic system was engineered with four distinct drive modes that adapt to your every mood. Switch from fuel-saving econ to normal mode. Its responsive personality means the TLX is as thrilling as you make it. Now switch to sport mode. It offers quicker response and more agility. It also enhances the natural sound of the engine. And with the world's first 8-speed dual clutch transmission with torque converter, it will respond instinctively to your will with rapid and smooth shifts. And in sport plus mode, the harder you drive, the more dynamic the TLX feels as it taps its full performance potential. So, come in and test drive the all-new 2015 Acura TLX with Sport Plus mode. It's that kind of thrill.
Be sure to come visit your Hawaii Acura dealers and check out their latest models, cutting-edge features, and amazing deals. Visit your Hawaii Acura dealers today.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. Boy, we are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And coming into the club, before we, Oliver, come on in. I just want to make mention that...
I'm here, Daniel.
Excellent. The HGRA sample sale is today. Every 6 months, they have a sample sale, and it's over at Washington Intermediate in the cafeteria. Starts at 9 o'clock, from 9 to noon. Lots of parking, golf shirts, golf shoes, golf equipment, but they don't have green sleeves. Only here. I've got, and I can't believe it. This is such a, I came, my Christmas present came from you, Oliver. Thank you so much. This
you
is
like
beautiful.
It.
Oh, I love it. It says Danielle Tucker Golf Club Radio Show. And it's beautiful. And it's my muffler for my fingers right now. They're cold.
I love the word muffler. By the way, Daniel, thanks for having me back on your show again.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, so much has changed. I mean, so much has happened. You've expanded. You have a new logo. You've got a new web address, greensleevegolf.com. I've got a new base in Florida. Just give us a little background, how this all started, how you started knitting these fabulous ball cleaners and iron cleaners.
Well, Daniel, it must be about 3 years ago now. I'd lost a couple of towels that I'd taken off my golf bag to the green, and as a lot of people have done, I left them there and never to be seen again. Did that a few times, and then I tried buying some of these small face cloths and lost one or two of those and thought, well, there must be something on the market, and there wasn't. And so it was a question of buying some material and seeing what could be done with several failed attempts. And cutting a long story short, it was like a two-year road to come up with what we've got now. And it's now quite a product. Our biggest thing now is the branding, of course. But as you said, we've had a tremendous year. We've expanded at a tremendous rate. We've done lots of things. We've done several shows. We're going to the PGA show again in January. It's been an absolutely wonderful year for us.
It's fabulous. Green Sleeve, they are on the PGA 2014 Best Holiday Gifts Guide. They're in the Men's Journal. They're exhibiting. You'll be at the PGA. I wish I could be at the PGA show in January. The booth number is 3109, if you can go visit Oliver at the PGA show in Orlando. How did you get on the PGA 2014 Best Holiday Gift Guide?
I wish I could take the credit for that, actually, Daniel, but what actually happened, we employed a firm in South Carolina to do some PR for us, and they've been absolutely wonderful, absolutely brilliant. They're called JDPR in South Carolina, and they have a lot of connections. They did like our product, first of all. They really scrutinized it, and they wouldn't take it on board unless they thought it was good. And they did, and they've done a lot of work for us, as have a lot of people. I have too many people to thank during the course of 2014 to where we are now. It's a lovely story, and you sort of heard it earlier on in the year. And so you sort of know what we do now. Actually, I'll tell you what, just from what you've just been saying and plugging everything for us, you're very welcome to come to our stand at the PGA show, because I think you do very well.
I would have fun. I would have fun.
We'll get you a nice shirt with green sleeve golf on it.
Excellent. Oliver Nemenko. It's a family business in a new forest, South England. He's the creator of the pocket-sized golf ball cleaner, and it's greensleevegolf.com. Now, I have to ask Oliver this question, because, see, when we were having our conversation when I first discovered Greensleeves, he's told me about the pigs going out to eat acorns. And I went, what? The pigs are out eating acorns? That's panaging, right? And
yeah, that's correct. I think you're absolutely fascinated by this, aren't you?
I am, because I love outdoors, and I love the fact that, you know, this is a wonderful story. They let the pigs out, and they go and eat the acorns, because the ponies can't eat acorns. It's not good for them. So,
that's right. You know, we live in a beautiful part of England, which is down on the south coast. It's the New Forest, and we have ponies, we have donkeys, and we have cows. They're just roaming all over the place. They're free to roam. And as you well remembered, once a year we let the pigs out. I don't personally because I haven't got any, but pigs are they're let out to roam freely to eat the acorns because the acorns are very, very bad for the New Forest ponies. But yes, it's quite a sight, and we're quite used to it down here now. But when we have visitors come, I think they're quite amazed.
Tell me what the season is for when you let the pigs out, because that's when I want to come visit.
It's in the autumn.
In the autumn. All right. In the autumn.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
It must be a lovely time to visit New Forest.
Oh, it's beautiful. We're quite wet at the moment, actually, because we've had quite a lot of rain over the last few weeks, and there's a lot of surface water about. And several of the golf courses are suffering, obviously, because of that, because it's quite flat here. But, no, it's lovely. If I remember correctly from what you were saying, you were in this neck of the woods when your cruise ship engine broke down?
Yes,
quite a few years ago.
Yes, we were sailing out of Southampton, and about a mile out of the, about an hour out off the Isle of Wight, indeed, the boiler blew, and they tugged us back in. All these tugs came racing out from the harbor, and it took a while, and they had their water, shooting out like there was a fire. Well, it was a fire in the engine room. We didn't know. We were called out. Everything got very quiet on the ship. There was no air conditioning, and well, that's odd. That's strange. And then we heard the captain say, report to your lifeboat stations. And then we were told we're going to have a drill, but we didn't know where our lifeboat station was because we hadn't had the drill yet. It was all quite interesting, and we got up to the top, and here come the tugs, and they pull us back in, and we're in a what's called it wasn't a dry dock, it was a floating dock, because they thought we would be underway in 24, then it was 48, 3 days.
I think you landed up staying 2 weeks.
Yes, P&O, and they took us on tours of your beautiful, beautiful part of England. Absolutely. I wanted to stay. I wasn't going to go anywhere. I said, I think I'll stay here. Yes.
Very tranquil.
It is. It is. Exactly. It's exactly right. Oliver Nemenko, family business in New Forest, and that's why we're talking about that part of England. It's absolutely gorgeous. The creator of the pocket-sized golf ball cleaner, and I like LPGA uses this product, okay? And you can order them online at greensleevegolf.com. They come in lots of different colors. There are flags. If you wanted a flag of the UK on yours, you can have it. There's the US flag. There's just all different combinations. If you are, let's say, a corporation and you'd like to do something, give out green sleeve pocket size golf ball cleaners. They will make, don't you do corporate logos for people?
Oliver? We certainly do. That's a huge part of our business now is corporate branding. The branding of it, as you've seen on that one that I've sent you, with your name on, that's the best quality damask that's actually woven on. So that label is a weave, and it's very durable and it's very high quality. But we're making lots of corporate logos now and branding. And I tell you what's very popular, actually, Danielle, our lady captains are buying like sort of 30 or 40 when they take over their new captaincy to give to their, their ladies. It's that side of the business is huge now. It really is.
It's wonderful. And when I asked Oliver the first time, I said, was your family into knitting? Do you remember when I said that?
Yes, I do indeed. Yes, we've come on a bit since then. I was reading all about your Cyber Monday. I thought because we have something over here, it's called Black Friday, which was yesterday.
Yes.
And I didn't realize your Cyber Monday is much the same sort of thing.
Yes, we have Black Friday when everybody goes out to the stores and physically goes to the stores, stands in lines. They're offering the leader specials to get people in the door, a big, gigantic 50-inch screen television for $199 to the first five people who managed to get to the door, which is why you could have stampedes. But this year, Black Friday has been quite calm because they started opening up the stores on Thanksgiving Day. So on Monday, we have what we call Cyber Monday in the States, and that's when people shop online. And that's,
I see.
That's why I...
Oh, well, perhaps we can get them to shop online at in our website.
Exactly.
Because we're actually reducing our... We're reducing our prices, and the reason is not necessarily because of Cyber Monday, but we don't mind doing it on Cyber Monday. It's because we're 1 year old as of from this coming week, so we thought we'd do a promotion.
So
but we're still doing our Black Friday one up until tomorrow, which are ridiculous prices, actually. So that's only on for a couple of days. I'm plugging it now.
You should be. I want you to.
And if you want to know the prices... The standard price on the website is $11.99. We've actually got our Black Friday priced until noon tomorrow, Hawaii time, and that's $7.99, so that's a huge saving. And then as of midnight Sunday, they get reduced to $9.99 for December. That's our anniversary special. But it's amazing how fast that year has gone, Danielle. It's been incredible.
It's wonderful. One day you're going to write a book. You're going to write about how an entrepreneur who has a dream or a need or fulfills something that's not available because of an experience in his own personal life or her own life, and says, "I'm going to do it." See the plain green with green sleeve logo. You just have so many opportunities here to get. There's in red. There's the plain black. There's the flags. It's all here at greensleevegolf.com. And because it's their Black Friday special still going on, you can get it for $7.99, which is a really good price. This is really well made. And then the annual, you know, the fact that they're celebrating their year in existence, Oliver Nemenko is going to be $9.99. So you can really get some today. I would be the good day to shop. Oliver, thank you for being on the show.
And they'll be shipped out from Florida.
Shipped from Florida, so they'll be here in no time.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, all right. Did I leave anything out?
I must correct you on one thing, actually, Daniel. You didn't know this, is that we were a family business, but because we were growing so rapidly, we have actually formed what we call a company or corporation now, which we did a few months ago. It was going that well, so family has jumped one step up the ladder now.
Yeah, well, you know, the last time we talked, I think your grandson was helping you.
He certainly was. I have got an incredible video of him. I'd love to put it on the internet of him helping fold the boxes, because he came to work in a white shirt and a lovely smart tie. And that was quite incredible, 9 years of age, and I never knew he was going to do that. And he worked like Billy-O that morning.
At the kitchen table. See? I mean, it's...
Yeah, absolutely.
All I can do is clap and cheer and be so happy for you. Thank you so much for being on the show today. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed, Daniel. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. We'll talk again soon when you become a billionaire.
Yeah, okay. You never know.
You never know.
Okay, you take care now.
I
must just say, your previous chap, Brent, is an incredible guy.
Isn't he amazing? Amazing.
Yes, what an incredible story. I'll take my hat off to him.
Excellent. Thank you, Oliver. And we'll see you in Hawaii
sometime.
Thank
you, Daniel. Yeah, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break and come back and talk about Bertie's. Now, this is another amazing story about a man who finds a need because of a lot of different things, whether it's special needs person, or maybe you can't bend over anymore so well, or, you know, you can't trust to put the tee in the ground to the proper height all the time. And then he creates something called Bertie's. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina Video Surveillance Company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club. But you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Holiday shopping is our theme today. A gift card from Poipu Bay would be fabulous. And there's also the sale rack, and there's the 25% off the sale rack right now. And there's the table with Ashworth, Adidas, Link Soul, and Ahead, and there's 40% off that table. What a deal. And if you're thinking, well, I'm not sure, you know, I don't know if my gift card, I don't have, you know, I'm on a budget. Well, Kauai's Poipu Bay Golf Course has the Practice and Play 3-hole program, and it's $25. So if you get somebody a $50 or $100 gift certificate, look how many times they can go and have a great time between 3 and 4 o'clock any day of the week. They can go in, practice, and play. They're given range balls, use of the practice facility, a golf cart after they've warmed up, and then they can play the first 3 holes, which just happen to be a par 4, 5, and 3. So they get everything. And it's $25 for after work to unwind. It's perfect. Absolutely perfect. And you can also, give a gift card that keeps on giving. Okay. Mario Kaya, French and phys ed teacher who helped make the Canadian Golf in Schools program come alive. You can imagine. He's an avid golfer. He's a phys ed teacher. And he came across a problem. He started out trying to help his father-in-law and his 3-year-old son play golf. Mario, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. He created something called the Burr Tee Golf Tee. Think about badminton. What are they called? They're called birdies, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, badminton birdie, yeah.
Yeah. And now make it a little bit smaller with all the feathery things on it. Turn it upside down and put a ball on it, and you've got a tee. A tee that can be placed very easily by anyone. And I've got to tell you, Mario, some of the people that you have demonstrating your product on your website, I was amazed, absolutely amazed. Tell us about your inspiration.
Well, my inspiration, first of all, came almost 9 years ago from my father-in-law, who had 2 hip replacements. And it was a very dry month of August, and the ground here in Canada, close to Ottawa here, about 45 minutes southwest of Ottawa. And so he had a hard time pushing that tee in the ground at the desired height. And then, obviously, when I was golfing, and my son was 3 and his grandfather was golfing, so my 3-year-old son was also interested. And a 3-year-old has a terrible time putting a tee at the right height or straight enough, and the ball falls off, and yet they don't want your help. So for a year or so, I tried to find a solution for golfers of any age with any type of problem with bending over or whatever to easily tee it up always at the same height. And being a school teacher, you're always trying to Now I'm a retired school teacher, but at the time I was teaching full-time, and you're always looking for a solution. So one day I was actually hitting these plastic golf balls in my backyard, hoping to improve my swing, and they kept going over the fence. So I looked for something in my garage that I could hit and not send it so far, and I saw a badminton birdie. And I hit that upside down for about 4 days, and then one day the cork went flying off, and I looked at it, and I said, there it is. So that it started, and then I spent 6 months at my kitchen table cutting down used badminton birdies from our gym, basically from our school, to come up with a height system that would basically suit any size club. So your irons, your hybrids, your 3-wood, your 5-wood, your drivers for kids and adults. And so I spent almost another year playing with heights, and being a teacher, I had to come up with a mathematical formula. And finally, it came to me one day that if the difference was too much, it was too much height difference from one club to the other. So a quarter inch is perfect. So my tees are numbered. There's 8 in a set. They're all numbered on the inside, and the number divided by 4 is the height of the tee in inches. So you have a quarter inch, half inch, 3/4, 1, 1 1/4, 1 1/2, 1 3/4, and 2 inches high. And it basically doesn't matter what club you're going to use. You're going to find a tee height that's perfect for that club.
It's great. This is Mario. It's pronounce your last name. Did I have that right?
Yeah, Kaya.
Yeah, Mario Kaya, a French and phys ed teacher. I love the fact you made the Canadian Golf and Schools program come alive in the school he was in. He invented, he's the creator, and now the owner of the Bertie Golf Tee, and you can find it at bertie.com. And you can see that it comes in lots of different colors, but there's also at bertie.com, you can see that there's a scale. So you can, all right, I'd use my number 6 Bertie for my driver if I wanted it to be at 1 1/2 inch up. But the beauty of that is, you know, when you put your tee in the ground and you're just learning, or you don't have a lot of practice time, and you find out which will work best for you. So 6, 7, and 8 is 1 1/2, 1 3/4, or 2 inches. And you get 3. Then there's the fairy woods, and for the driver, junior driver, hybrids, irons and hybrids, irons. It's you've really got this down. Did somebody help you?
Well, I hired a designer to come up with the final design. So we worked for months, and then I came up with the first design in 2008, which the USGA only accepted numbers 1 and 2. So in 2010, I decided to redesign the entire set for full USGA approval, which I got in March 1st of 2011. And the only thing that I did is basically, there's a kind of a twist in the tee now. So the legs, instead of being straight, are curved. And they said that originally with these straight legs, it could be used as a possible aiming device. So now with each tee has curved legs, and so there's no possible way of using any of that as a aiming device. The other thing that very few people know about, which they would discover if they go to some of the testimonials on my health page, is the third person that inspired me was my mom, even though she never played golf in her life, but she was blind at the time. And I thought, if there's ever anybody that is visually impaired, I'd like them to be able to use my tees and know which one they're using without anybody helping them out. So actually the number of rings on the tee matches the number of the tee. So tee number 5 has 5 rings. So they could feel the rings, and they know that their tee is 1 1/4 inches high. And after inventing it, I actually discovered that there was such a thing as the American Blind Golf Association, same in many countries. And I actually have blind golfers in the States using them, blind golfers in Scotland using them. And also the other built-in factor is the number on the inside sticks out quite a bit, so you can actually feel the number with your fingers, and they would know that if it's number six, then it's an inch and a half. And so they don't need anybody or to help them have the tee, the ball, always at the exact same height.
Right. It does it for you because everyone, yes, it's burrtee.com. And you're a proud supporter of it's the Canadian Forces version of Wounded Warrior.
Yes.
What is it called?
It's called the Soldier On Program, for basically to help wounded soldiers get back to do some physical activity. I have a friend here in Perth who I've been golfing with for several years who was an ex-military. And what he loves about my tees is, like, he's got some pain at various times where if he hits the ground, it would make him, well, too painful to play the game and enjoy it. So sometimes I'll let him tee it up even in the fairway. So this way, and because my tees are very durable, so they're not breaking and they're not polluting the course. So it makes it easier for anybody that's recovering from any type of injury or that might not otherwise golf to actually play golf and always have their ball at the exact height that they like. So if you don't play often, you know that if you like number six, like you mentioned before, you're always going to have the ball at the same perfect height every single time you use that club.
It's wonderful. And I saw the amputees using Burrtee on your website, and I have to ask you, the lady who plays golf, she has no arms, she does everything with her feet. She actually, you guys, it was amazing.
Yeah.
She took all the Burrtees and she put them inside each other and opened up the plastic bag and put the Burrtees all inside the bag and with her feet.
Yeah.
But she has an appendage that she can use from her arm to swing the club.
Mm-hmm.
When did she take up golf?
Oh, I think she's been golfing for a long time. It was somebody that I met through the internet that was coaching amputee golfers in Australia that discovered my tees. And sadly, we were supposed to meet about a year after we met, and he passed away of pneumonia. And but he loved my tees. He was coaching the amputees in Australia, and this woman you're talking about, her son was only 14, and he loved. He had the same problem as his mother, and amazing what they can do.
Yes, it is. It's truly inspiring. I suggest that you go to burrtee.com. It's BIRTEE. .com. A great gift, comes in lots of colors, red, white, and blue.
Yep.
It comes in red and white, or blue and white, or orange and white, or all pink, because his wife, Mario's wife, is a breast cancer survivor. Sandra, I'm so glad for that. Thank you very much, Mario, for being on the show.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Aloha. And I have to thank all the people who make this show possible, bringing all these wonderful guests together. First of all, Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance for both commercial and residential customers across the islands. These systems can be monitored from anywhere in the world, on your laptop or your smartphone. It's Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Acura of Honolulu, military appreciation never ends at Acura of Honolulu. Ask TJ about the military appreciation pricing and discount. They're at 777 Ala Moana Boulevard. It's a great day to test drive an Acura of Honolulu. Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, you know, big one, small one, or you're a single family home, townhouse, Creative Plumbing. Call them, because it's your plumbing and it's got to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. Hosted the PGA Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. Boy, I miss those days when we'd go over every year. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Star Protection for property threat, risk assessment, protection for your home, your business, for your concert. Get the Star team on your property. Star Protection is what you need. They're in Hawaii and in California. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2014.